What's up? How you doing? Hello to you awesome, amazing listener. Yes, you are awesome. You are valued. You are amazing. I really do appreciate the fact that you tune in to us, the topic. You listen to us, the topic. And yeah, like, I'm giving you a round of applause with my support. Round of applause. Please give the listener a round of applause. Yeah. Like, so today it's gonna be another amazing awesome session. So it's gonna be a very interesting session that we're gonna be dealing with. The topic itself is really interesting, as you saw yourself. That's why you actually clicked on the show and you decided that you're gonna listen to the show, because you wanna hear what is it really about. What's the show really about? Like, what's going to go down on the show? So in case you didn't see the topic, in case you are not watching, you just clicked because you know you are a regular who listens to us, the topic, you love listening to us, the topic, every week. If that's you and that describes you, I'm just gonna give you the title of the topic, because yeah, you already knew that you're gonna get the title of the topic on the show either way. So the title of the show, today's show, is The Bible versus Science. Hey, woo! I know, it's really interesting, it's really awesome, it's really attention grabbing, if I can put it that way. It's eye catching. Hey, after you see the topic, you just wanna know, what is it all about? Maybe you're on the one side, you know, with science, or you're on the other side with the Bible. Myself, I'm gonna take a look at it from both sides, you know, both perspective and everything, and then I'm gonna give you my final conclusion of what myself I actually think about the whole situation, about the whole scenario and the whole topic. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take it down and, you know, do the most. But before we do that, I'm gonna give you something that's really awesome, something that's really amazing, something that's gonna get you moving. That's how we do it right here. So I'm gonna make sure I do that, and then after I give you this, and this, what I'm about to give you is done, when we come back, we're gonna now go into the whole situation of the introduction to what science says about creation and everything that came into existence. What does science have to say about it? So we're gonna go into that. But before we talk about all of that, here is a track, an awesome tune, yes, music that you'll enjoy. And the title of the song is Closer by Our Future Glory. Enjoy.
What is up?
Hello.
This is The Movie Show.
And your favorite ORSPS.
Yes, your favorite online radio station broadcasting service.
That was in brackets. Active FM.
Yes. Yeah.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Man, I've been trying to get hold of you, man. Are you there? Check the moon. I saw the moon coming. Are you there? Hello?
Mr. Gentleman.
The one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. Yes. So he always talks about the Lady Moon.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Active FM Radio has never been better.
Been lost and afraid in the war, trying to find my way back home.
Welcome back. I know you enjoyed that, yeah, because I did. I don't know about you, but I really did enjoy that. So, ha, can't wait to get into the whole topic. Now, this session, we're going to look at the one side. Yes, the one side, which is science. Mm-hmm. What does science have to say about creation? I mean, science does say something, right? Science does have a lot of things to say about how creation came into being, how everything actually came into being. You know, science does have a lot of things to say concerning those things. So, we want to go into science. Now, science takes it back to a theory called the Big Bang Theory. Yes, that is what science speaks about. So creation, beginning of creation, actually came back from the Big Bang Theory. Now, the Big Bang Theory is the widely accepted theory for the origin and evolution of the universe. Yes, that's the model that every scientist goes back to, every atheist goes back to, and they believe that is what happened. And basically, what does the Big Bang Theory say? It states that the universe began as an incredible, hot, dense point. And it was roughly 13.7 billion years ago. That's what they believe. And I'm about to give you a breakdown of what went down according to science. Excuse the pun, you know. Hey, yeah, I know. We now, you know, beginning to wrap on what's the topic. But yeah, it's actually incredible, you know, when you look at what actually happened according to them, what they actually had to say. So like I said, the Big Bang Theory, you know, holds that our universe began 13.7 billion years ago in a massive expansive that blew. Yes, a massive expansion. Not expensive. A massive expansion that actually blew, you know, space like a Bible. Not a Bible. Ooh, today English wants to run away. So they say that, yeah, it blew space up like a balloon. And after that, that's where now everything came out. So nothing started spinning. And then from spinning, an explosion happened. Yes, which is the Big Bang. You know, that's the Big Bang theory. And then from there, things started happening. And according to them, they say that the universe dark ages. Now, what is the universe dark ages? The dark ages of the universe is an era of darkness, you know, that existed before the first stars. So the galaxies, you know, the first stars and the galaxies, before that there was a darkness era. And what they actually saying is it mostly remained a mystery because there is so little of it. So even like up to today, it stays as a mystery because there is like literally, what can I say, almost no evidence of it according to them. But there's obviously scientists, you know, who intensively desire, you know, to shed light on the whole situation, the whole order, you know, to actually learn the secrets about the universe. Dark, you know, ages and dark era. And they, from there, that's actually where they wanna now, you know, learn everything about how the universe came into being. But now this is the crazy thing. In the 1920s, they believed that the earth, yes, the earth, you know, our earth was the, it was in the center of everything. That's what they believed. Yep, that was literally their, you know, theories and everything. They believe that, look, our earth is in the center of everything. So that is literally what their conclusion was, and they stood by that. They didn't want to hear nothing that was different. And as time went on, you start getting, you know, information. Obviously the knowledge that we had of the whole universe started expanding and everything. Then we discovered that our galaxy is not the only one. So the earth is actually not the center. It's not in the center, if I can put it that way. It's not in the center. And there's other galaxies besides ours. So we started discovering that there's other other galaxies besides ours. And they are rapidly moving. They are like literally there's energies being exchanged and everything. So that was actually the interesting part. Now, according to science, everything came out of a Big Bang theory. That's what they, you know, they actually came to, you know, that's their conclusion and everything. But now if you go deeper, you actually now starting to find, you'll start finding information that states otherwise. Actually states otherwise. Remember, a theory is a theory. And look, it's basically a hypothesis unless it is proven. And then that's when it goes from your hypothesis state to a proven theory. So it doesn't now stays as, in fact, it's not even a proven theory, it's now a fact. So a theory is an hypothesis and changes into a fact when it's proven. So this Big Bang theory has been, you know, there for ages and everything. But now let's go to their laws. So when you go into science and then you start looking at their laws, now the first law of thermodynamics. So if you go into their first law of thermodynamics, so, or not thero, but thermodynamics, you know, sometimes those words, they go together, then your brain wants to, you know, shift the letters around and everything. So their first law of thermodynamics actually states that the total quantity of matter and energy in the universe is constant. So that is the first thing that it states. And then when you look at their second law of thermodynamics, it states that matter and energy always tends to change from complex and ordered states to disordered states. So that's the second thing. Therefore, the universe could not have created itself. That is what it states. And that now takes it further to actually say that it could not have existed forever if there was the state. So because of that whole situation of, you know, the energy is changing and everything, it could not have lived forever. So we basically were not gonna be here. So what it actually is stating is that it would have, you know, ran out. That's literally what could have happened if there was the state, if it created itself and, you know, all those stuff. But looking at the whole facts, you know, all the facts that we have, the evidence and all those stuff, you see that the energies, they change. And yeah, like, there's things happening, and those things can't happen by itself. There's something else that is involved. Now, looking at all of those laws in your thermodynamics laws, you now discover that what it's saying is the universe, including the matter and the energy, all of those things apparently must have been created. That is what it actually is saying. Now, the Big Bang theory, you know, of the origins of the universe actually contradicts this. That's what actually the Big Bang theory does, contradicts that whole idea. And because it contradicts, and because it does that, much physical evidence, they actually seem, you know, to and because it does that, the only thing that we can run to is faith. Because faith, when you now go into faith, you start discovering a whole new dimension. Yes, a whole new dimension. So obviously they're saying the Big Bang theory and all the stuff, but now from them we have the laws, the thermodynamics laws. And what do those say? They say otherwise. Like, yes, they believe in that, but that's not the state. That can't be true. That is not true. So that is what, yeah, their laws are saying. So the Big Bang theory is contradicting with their laws. Now, this is where you start questioning, hey, what is happening here? Because this is what your science is saying concerning the beginning, and now your laws are saying otherwise. So what do we believe? What do we believe? Something for you to think about. Now, I'm going to give you an awesome gem that you're going to enjoy. Here is an awesome, amazing gem for me even to cool down my head, called Back to You by Daniela Gracia. Enjoy.
Realize if I got 10, you show me out.
I know you enjoy that. I know that was amazing because I did. Yeah, I enjoyed that. That track was the one. That is why it's on the playlist. That's why you are listening to it. Now, I don't want to waste a lot of time. Let's go back into this because time is against us. Time is literally running. So, what does the Bible say about creation? That should be your next question. Should be wondering, what does the Bible say about creation? Now, I'm going to go straight into it and I'm going to cover everything and actually give you everything in a nutshell. So, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That's what Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 says. Now, there were 7 stages of the whole creation, which, to be honest with you, science covered those 7 stages. But the problem with science is they, you know, fell back to the Big Bang theory as the solid foundation, which is impossible. Because now their laws are fighting that whole theory. Their laws are actually saying, no, it can't be possible. So the first stage was in the beginning. Now, in the beginning, God started creation, which is what your thermodynamic laws are saying. The universe, because it changes, it cannot create itself. Now, that's what the Bible says. God's the one that started creation. Even now, he's the one that is still involved in the whole situation of creation and everything that's changing, and, you know, even the new things that we discover. That's God. That is God right there. So the first stage, obviously, God started creation. He was the one that was involved in it. And then the second stage, you know, was the part where he said light. If you go in the Bible, it says light was created. So God actually created light. Let there be light. Mm-hmm. Let there be light. Now, the whole creation, yes, the Big Bang theory. Let's actually put it into perspective now. The Big Bang theory did happen, but that was not the beginning. The reason why it happened is because God said, let there be, and then guess what? Bam! There was an explosion. Light came into being. All those stuff. What? Before that, there was darkness. Darkness was on the surface of, you know, the earth, everything. It was darkness. And then the only thing that was there was the Spirit of God. And then God spoke, and then light came into being. I mean, your stars and everything. It was an explosion. Look. God is great, powerful, is amazing. For him to create something, things have to shift, you know, things have to move and all the stuff. That's literally what was happening, which the Big Bang theory did happen, but that's not the first, that's not the root of creation. It doesn't stop there. It goes beyond that Big Bang theory, because someone else caused that Big Bang theory, which was God. And science is catching up. It's catching up to what the Bible actually shows all of us. Yes, they're trying to fight the Bible, trying to, you know, solve problems and show that this is the solution, but that's not going to happen. Why? Because they denying their origins. God is the one that created it. I mean, the sky was created, you know, that's the second day. The sky was created, you see that in the Bible. So it's really, really awesome to actually see all of these things. So in the beginning, God started the creation of the earth. Then the first day, light was created. Then the second day, the sky was created. Yes, I know, like, it's really, really interesting. And then the third day, dry land, seas, plants and trees were created. You know, those things, like, look, not about evolution. God created everything. The fourth day, the sun, moon and stars were created. That's why if you go into the Big Bang theory, you go in depth, you start seeing, they say this is what started spinning, and then bam, that came out, and that started spinning, bam, then that came out, all those things. Yes, God was creating, he's the one that was speaking things into being and everything. That's where the origin is. That's the solid foundation of where everything began. Fifth day, you see that creatures that live in the sea and creatures that fly were created. The sixth day, animals that live on the land, and finally humans made in the image of God were created. By the seventh day, God finished, you know, his work of creation and rested, making the seventh day a special holy day. Now, looking at all of that, you see the origin of creation. God's the one that created everything. And yes, science does prove the Bible to be right. But the problem is they deny that God exists. That is the problem. And if you deny God exists, you even deny that Jesus exists, you deny all of those things, which is bad. It's really bad, because now you're destined to destruction. Now, hey, it's another story. It's actually another story. Which is what the thermodynamic laws state. Big Bang Theory? Nope. That is a problem right there. It's a problem. Because when you look at everything, everything could not have created itself. Myself, I didn't come from a monkey, did not evolve. God's the one that created me, and I believe that 100%. For you, let me know what you think about this whole show. Let me know what you think about the whole situation and everything. I'm looking forward to your responses. And yeah, like, I would love to actually do a following show on the whole topic with your responses now, not what I think and everything science says and what the Bible says, just dedicated to you, the listener. So let me know what you think about it. Comment. Make sure you leave a comment. From myself, Fearless Eagle, I have to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good night, now you can sleep. Good night. And I hope you stay safe, stay blessed. And like I always say, we need to reach new heights, change a lot of lives, impact a lot of people. Accept Jesus, because Jesus will do great things for you and show you amazing things. Yeah, he will show you amazing things, and make sure that you take him serious. So for myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm gonna love you and leave you. And also help me, you know, get to the target of 10,000 listeners. That's what our target is, you know, as to what's the topics, fans, even myself, Fearless Eagle. So I need to do it with you. Can't do it by myself. And yeah, obviously we've hit your 3000 mark, going higher. And please do share the show. And if you did share the show, send me a comment, a message, however you want to get hold of us. You know, Active FM is everywhere, including Fearless Eagle. Peace out and God bless.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.